to throw your money. We really buy 2.7. Guys, farmers look at, he buys a you bring it in for 2.7.
They have good.
I know they're going to be a they're left to decide if lights are on, so around for a while. We're Husqvarna, so throw it away. And we don't want that to happen. Piston scored. Guess what? You're just my. And I come cheap. We're an Aaron, and of course, Landwacker, New Sons, Gravely Dealer, Midwest Roofing, 5 Monday through 948 High Street. So, service in the country. Dance, don't be the commercial world. We UTV line and master, which you not only have the out of Indiana. Don't be bashful. Again, 9th. Call me for information. Bashful, along with the best lines in the but we have the best quality out. Give us a hug or know about
Taylor, Johnny, yes,
rental business. You want to rent? So we 3521 call 751. Give us a chance. We're not hard to find. YYC. We're here at 49 right across. Also, we're in the road. So anything you color will help you. Take care. We're open 8 to.
Right.
Early for finances. So,
carry out your wish.
Candy, too.
They're great people.
Miller Implement.
Sir, that
is it when the
attorney of you can sign up and ships a
bit about
with you
noon on Saturday. Thing, if everything mentioned Craig's site, www.mueller.com.
You need to be able
for Friday 8 to
they don't really
names out there to get a use Craig's place to go. That's a great to pay for some. Of course, you'll see a rental.com. If you go to list and if you're not sure what list earlier. So many people have worse than some, and that's nothing you don't want. And those little feet are neighbors, me too. Take a call. Use piece of 51. Give us a call at 935. All the other ones, feel for thing. Guys, farmers, look at he buys a you bring it in for 2.7 away. I want you to throw your because we buy 2.7. We're Husqvarna, so throw it away. And we don't want
they have good.
I know they're going to be a risk. They're left to decide if lights are on, so around for a while. I come cheap. We're an Aaron, and of course, land had to happen. Pistons score.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's week of meetings with foreign leaders culminates today as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has a preview.
The president and Zelensky will sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. But Zelensky is also looking for security guarantees from the president to prevent Russia from invading again. And so far, Trump hasn't been willing to give them.
Federal judge may have dealt a blow overnight to President Trump's plans to cut the size of the federal workforce, ruling that the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to fire workers. Authorities in New Mexico say Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, appeared to have been dead for some time before their bodies were found in their Santa Fe County home Wednesday. Search warrants said pills were scattered near Arakawa's body. Day 15 in the hospital for Pope Francis, but the Pope's condition no longer described as critical by Vatican sources. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he's investigating how two brothers charged with sex trafficking were allowed to travel to his state after leaving Romania.
My brother and I are largely misunderstood.
Andrew Tate, a self-described misogynist with millions of followers, is accused with his brother of forming a criminal group, allegedly luring women to Romania and sexually exploiting them. Andrew was also charged with rape. Police raided the home of the far-right influencers and arrested them in 2022. Andrew, a vocal supporter of President Trump.
That's ABC's Victor Oquendo. President Trump, when asked on Thursday, said he knew nothing about their arrival in the U.S. Rose Giron died this week in New York. The 113-year-old believed to be the world's oldest living Holocaust survivor. She fled Poland while 9 months pregnant, lived in Japanese-occupied China, arriving in the U.S. in 1947. There are estimates that about 245,000 survivors are still living. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. 6 minutes after 7 here at WRCO, WRCE. Forecast details coming up and a few things that you can celebrate today. Not only is it Friday, but some other fun things. We'll share those with you in a moment.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Mixed skies and windy today. Isolated brief rain showers possible later in the day. A high of 52. Gusts of wind could be between 10 and 20, up to 45 miles per hour in some spots this afternoon. Thus, a wind advisory in effect from 10 this morning until 6 this evening. Then a low down to 15 tonight. Mostly sunny and chilly Saturday and 28, and Sunday 38 with mostly sunny conditions. We have an east-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 39 degrees. What is your country song? That is Thomas Rhett on WRCO. Hopefully it's a happy song, like, you know, country sunshine, walking in the sunshine. Hopefully it's not, there's a tear in my beer. Whatever, you know, hopefully you're doing well. Today is car keys and small change day. So what do they have in common? They're both kept in pockets. So actually, they're kind of celebrating pockets today and all that we have, you know, car keys, small change. Speaking of which, that's one of June's many pet peeves with me. You know, picture this. It's a dark of the night, and the basketball game and the sporting event went late, and it's all dark, and I'm trying to be so quiet as to not wake her up. And so then I take off my pants to put my jammies on in the middle of the night, and it's unbelievable how loud that change falling on the hardwood floor is. You know, it's like, ding, 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 ding. Oh, man. And, yeah, and I clean out the other stuff, too, like pocket ibuprofen and stuff like that. Let's see, what else is going on today? Floral Design Day. It's also National Chocolate Souffle Day. It's Stand Up to Bullying Day. Amen. It's also Skip the Straw Day, and it's National Tooth Fairy Day. All a few things to celebrate on the last day of February. Here's Phil Vassar.
When he's stopping left out. Don't already know how to go.
8-track flashback from the Eagles on WRCO. Maybe a cassette flashback, too. Their Eagles' greatest hits, 1971 to 75, which still sells today. And it was the first ever platinum-selling cassette, I believe it was, too. So you may have had it in several different formats. We'll see what old Hank Bray is doing in just a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost, but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
When you are battling an illness or managing your health, having a cohesive team around you makes a difference. That's why the Richland Hospital and Clinics is excited to announce the opening of the Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Pharmacist Maddie Oy and the team at Community Pharmacy work closely with our providers to offer integrated patient care you can count on. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Let me get the sugar off my...
Sugar?
Yeah, I'm eating Joanne's donut in her office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it's from Tuesday.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're going to be under the wrath of Joanne there.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
You've admitted it on the air, so I guess part of the...
Is the sugar off my face?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Good. It's tough. It's tough being a sales guy.
I'm sure it is.
Tough being a... And, you know, all the other little... Our little critters are over there, and I can't even dig anything out of Taco Bell's anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It's horrible. Horrible. But
we're all going to starve.
Yeah. You know what? Be proud, Phil. Be proud that you have someone that don't care. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, you make us proud. Doing really well.
You had a great ball game last night.
Double overtime.
Good for you.
Yeah, Richland Center boys won
the
game.
Good for them, yeah.
Yes. And several of our wrestlers did well.
Mm-hmm.
I think all three Riverdale wrestlers won last night.
Good for them.
Heard that, right? I was
and
at the game.
The Frankie Groom from North Crawford Seneca.
Yep, I heard that
good
too.
For her.
But still, wrestlers, even though they may have lost yesterday, I think all have at least one more match today. So we'll have more about that later. Bill has another long report. In fact, he's coming on about 8 o'clock, and I'm going to go home for a while and come back. When it's done, then we'll be...
I'm going to go home and get my officiating clothes and stuff, and we'll be good to go tonight, buddy.
Yeah, Bill slept on the mat at the Kohl Center last night.
I'm sure he did.
And then they were cleaning up, and they rolled him up like a taco.
Yeah. You know?
Didn't realize he was there, I guess.
So. Poor Bill. Poor Bill.
Oh, well. From the mouths of babes, I like to... I like to kid kids because I'm kind of at their maturity level at times. So many times what I will say is, hey, how many times have you been at the principal's office this week? And of course, 99% say, I haven't. I never go to the principal's office. And I'll be like, what?
You're not living.
Come on. And so I said that the other night to this young girl at the Riverdale game. I said, hey, how many times have you been in the principal's office? And she goes, every day. Yeah. I said, every day? It was Sarah Pleckelman's daughter. She's a principal, so she goes to her mom's office.
That's funny.
For a ride. Every day.
Yeah. I'm trying to beat your record, Phil.
Sarah Pleckelman, isn't she awesome person?
Yeah,
she is
absolutely.
A great human being. But anyway, hey, I got to tell a story what you and I did last Saturday after a wrestling meet.
Let me see. What did we do?
We went to a store. Looking for a charger.
Oh, yeah, right.
So as we were walking in, folks, everybody knows that Phil loves his...
practical jokes?
Well, your sounds of the body.
Uh-huh.
Like you could fart underneath your arm, then I've got your fart machines. Well, and you're really good at going... Well, we had a family, or we had a dad and three boys walk in front of us. We actually stopped on him and let him go by, and Phil goes... And the little boy looks up and smiles and goes,
all three of them did.
And it's like, Phil, there's your family.
See, I know my maturity level. They all three followed suit.
These little guys were like 7 years old. I got a kick. And then we saw him again. And he looked at you.
I know my crowd.
Yeah.
I know who will think it's funny and who won't. So,
yeah. But he enjoyed that.
Yeah, he did.
He enjoyed that. So, yeah.
Oh, like, you know, you get your talent, you get your strength, and you run with it. And you run with it.
You know what? Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
For you.
I've been
yeah.
working on it all my life. It was not real, by the way.
June, be proud of your husband.
Yep. Oh, yeah, she is.
Is she?
Especially when I drop that change on the floor at night, you know.
Tell us about that.
Well, you take off your pants to put them in the laundry or whatever, and you know it's a hardwood floor, and there's change in your pocket, and all of a sudden it rattles on the floor in the middle of the night. You know, what do you do? I forgot there was change in there, you know?
I usually don't have any money, honey.
No, but at least it's not going in the washer. You know,
right.
That makes quite a noise, too, when it's in the wash machine.
Oh, yeah, and the dryer. Oh, yeah.
And the dryer, too, right. Yeah, and I try to get all my Kleenexes out of my pocket, because that makes a mess, too, in the laundry.
I remember my dryer went down, and then Town and Country come out to fix it. And they go, here's your change. There was like $6 of change.
Really? That's so. It's like your piggy bank.
Yeah, just throw it in there. Throw it in there. Turn it on.
Piggy bank. Yeah. And then there were 20 socks that didn't match.
Well,
too.
They apparently it gets through the vent, you know, the lint dryer.
Oh, okay.
So it goes and it falls down, and it's just like, hey, I'm good with this. Thank you, guys.
The change.
Yeah, the change.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not the lint.
Not the lint. And not the socks.
I usually put the lint in my pocket and spread it around.
No, probably in your belly button.
Anyway, humans are more likely to be killed by a vending machine than a shark, Phil.
Really?
Just right off my head.
Right.
People needed to know that.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
So what does a vending machine fall on you?
Fall on you. You try to tip it.
Oh, okay.
So,
otherwise, it's pretty safe, I would think.
I wouldn't... I don't even have the strength to look at it, to bend it over, to tip it. It's like, if you want my money that bad, you keep it.
Right. There used to be those stories about the authorities being called, and then somebody had their hand stuck, you know, trying to reach up and grab a bottle of pop or whatever.
And do you remember the big teddy bears you could win the claw?
Oh, yeah. They still have those.
Well, yeah, but no, but they're not the big ones like they used to.
Oh, no, not the
people used to crawl inside there and get stuck.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
Hey, I want that, kid.
Is that
that's not a teddy bear.
Oh, refund. 50 cents, not very good.
Oh, I tell you, it's risky because the granddaughters always want me to play the claw machines. I'm not very good, but you have two granddaughters, and then what happens when you only get one teddy bear in the claw machine? Then you're stuck.
Yeah.
The other one's like, you got a bear.
You know what? Cut him in half.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, well.
Yeah, so Tetris is the most popular video game of all time. It has sold about 150 million units in its various forms. Didn't know that.
Never played it.
You've never played Tetris?
No. I stopped about Ms. Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. Frogger.
I wasn't a big Frogger.
Yeah. Though. See, that's where my maturity level stopped. I kind of never grew up after that.
Yeah, you couldn't get across the road.
Never played video games.
I'm not either. But
the original Atari 2, the Duck Hunter one.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I would purposely miss because the dog would go. He'd laugh at you.
I got to find that sound. We got some good things coming in for St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, yes, we do.
And besides John Cosgrove's birthday.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, so
the lucky leprechaun he is.
Yeah, the lucky little. I don't know. We did some recordings yesterday, and I'm afraid to release them.
I'm guessing the outtakes might not be for air.
I mean, it's a good chance. It's a good chance of that. But anyway, we have on St. Paddy's Day itself, Philip. We're giving away 4 St. Paddy's Day boxes from Christie's from downtown Richland Center.
Bet.
Looking for it.
And it doesn't matter whether you're Irish or not.
No, but
everybody's eligible.
I'm just thinking maybe we're only giving away 2. You and I can keep one. Or is that illegal?
No, that's probably not.
Kosher?
You have to look at the guide. I don't believe that's in the employee handbook. We're supposed to give it away.
Are we supposed to give it away?
Yeah.
You think Christy would know if I went in and collected all 4?
Probably.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Give those away on the 17th.
On the 17th,
woo!
Yeah.
March is coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to march right into May.
Now, it's going to be like a lamb a little bit, although what is up with 15 degrees overnight?
I don't know.
Everybody's walking around, and there's little
windbreakers. We got sweatshirts on.
Well, no.
Or
short sleeves.
Short sleeves on. And
then tomorrow, 15 in the morning. And then Sunday, 11 in the morning.
Yes.
So what's a guy supposed to do? I want to throw my winter coat in the corner and leave it there till fall.
You might as well just hang all 6 of them there, because you never know.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
so. I take those to baseball games in the spring.
I gave you a thing, because you wear headphones all the time, Phil.
I have to.
I know you do.
Wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear 700 times.
Is that crazy or not?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm here to help you.
Yeah, I needed to know that.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. Here's one more for us, Phil, before we go. In the average trick-or-treater's bag, Philip, there's around 5,434 or 35 calories.
Calories? Oh, wow.
Hey.
That's why you shouldn't eat it all at once.
Or in the average drawer of Joanne's office, there's around 5,434 calories.
Is that right?
No.
Candy?
That's a candy. She stashes everything in there from us.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a padlock on it today.
I was going to say, you shouldn't be looking anyway.
Yes, sir.
Just saying.
I'm sorry.
Just saying.
Is that like a discipline thing around
here? That's a discipline thing.
Buddy, have a good day. I hope to all the area athletes in the wrestling and basketball, good luck and be kind.
Yep. We'll be at Schulzberg tonight. May have to sample some of that real Schulzberg butter on the popcorn.
Woo-hoo!
Best butter popcorn around.
It is.
Yep.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance.
They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, where quality and trust meet the road. We deliver high-quality repairs with a personal touch, making sure your vehicle gets the attention it deserves. Plus, we provide free loaners to keep you on the go. Our reputation for excellence is built on years of dedicated service. Join our satisfied customers and experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists' difference. Visit us today and drive away with peace of mind. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
1983, the final episode of the TV series MASH aired. Nearly 106 million viewers saw its finale. 1993, a gun battle erupted at a religious compound near Waco, Texas, when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm agents tried to arrest Branch Davidian leader David Koresh on weapons charges. And in 2013, it was Pope Benedict becoming the first pope in 600 years to resign. Notes on today, birthdays and anniversaries coming up, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Ellie Kayeski from Aunt Leah, Uncle Nick, and all the cousins today. Happy birthday to Mac Neagle. My goodness, 21 today. Well, all the best today. We love you from Mom, Mariah, Michaela, McKenna, with lots of love for Mac. Happy birthday number 21. Greetings to Crystal Adams from Bob and Heidi Shear. Also to Chris Marshall from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Matthew Steadley from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday, Dylan Mullen, from all of your family with lots of love. Also from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, we salute Sean Schrader, Chris Coe, Mark Kane, and Rachel Moore. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, happy birthday, Riker Gutweiler and Lisa Pingle as well. to Kevin and Kenny Bunce. They turned 63 together today. So that would be, what, 126 between them? But nonetheless, I won't go into that. All the best from Sherry and Brandy. Happy birthday, Kevin and Kenny Bunce. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, happy birthday today to Brent Clarkson and Tiffany Jo Bradley, which some of these birthdays might actually be the 29th, so it's kind of their unbirthday. Do you celebrate on the 28th or the 1st if you have a February 29th birthday? That's the question. Happy anniversary wishes to Stan and Fritzy Goplin and to Andy and Brooke Reinhardt today.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Coming up, a look at news here on WRCO. Later on, we're going to be having a report from the Kohl Center live. Bill Twining will be there, and Mike Clemens talks sports. He's at the NFL Scouting Combine. Maybe he can put in a good word for me to see whether I can center or I can lay on the ground and the guys can clean their cleats off on me.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good Good morning. It is 7:45. News Time is sponsored by Philback Ford, also by Capital Wealth Advisory Group and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The forecast for today calls for high temperatures in the low 50s, isolated brief rain showers possible this afternoon, and a wind advisory from 10 until 6 today with northwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour a little bit later on. Currently, it is 40 degrees.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philbacks, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbacks always finds you top value for your trade. And our life Time powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philbacks, and remember, we've always got your back.
I'm Phil Nee in for Joanne Krulauts today. State Supreme Court candidates say they're unhappy about outside spending in their race. Both made their case to a recent Wisconsin Counties Association meeting in Madison. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel says he entered the race because he saw partisan promises made in the 2023 Supreme Court election. Schimmel said the money spent on that race was incredible, adding, "It's going to be worse this time." Schimmel told reporters that liberal philanthropist George Soros is supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Crawford says Schimmel is also getting billionaire backing, saying Elon Musk is trying to buy a seat on the Supreme Court. Voters go to the polls in April in an election that will decide the makeup of the court. Renovations are on the way for Madison's Alliant Energy Center. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard announced the improvements on Thursday. The county has been planning the renovations and expansion for nearly a decade, and Agard says bringing the Exposition Hall and Veterans Memorial Coliseum up to date will attract more performances and events. The Coliseum was built in 1967, the Expo Hall in 1995. Agard said work will be starting as soon as 2026. The airport in Madison served 2,347,990 total passengers last year, just 1.4% shy of its all-time record in 2019. Passenger traffic from September to December of last year outpaced the same period in 2019, and airport officials say early indicators suggest that growth could extend into this year. They attribute the success to the return of key destinations, introduction of new services, and a new airline, and sustained high demand for air travel. The top nonstop destinations out of Madison last year were Denver, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., and Orlando. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is ending the frozen road declaration for the entire state as of this morning. Class 2 and posted road restrictions are temporarily on hold as field staff continue to evaluate conditions amid the rapid warm-up this week. Motor carriers are encouraged to monitor the seasonal weight restriction program website and the frozen roads hotline at 608-266-8417. For the latest information, Wisconsin DOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes, liquid-fill devices under pavement to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads or thawed to lift declarations. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal road limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local units of government. The Richland County Highway Department has announced it will be posting weight restrictions on all Richland County roadways beginning next Friday, March 7th. Posting will begin on County Highway A and extend to all county roads. Weight restrictions will be enforced on all county roadways beginning Monday, March 10th. If you are a farm owner and you need to make plans for the future of your farm but are not sure where to start, there is an upcoming workshop to help you. The workshop is called Thinking About Farm Succession. It will be held this coming Thursday, March 6th, evening hours from 6 until 9 at Melville Hall in the Pippin Room on the Richland campus. Joy Kirkpatrick is the outreach specialist for ELD Madison Division of Extension.
If you're just thinking about farm succession, which is what we've kind of titled that program, this gets you started in finding out, like, what happens if you don't have a plan. My colleague, Kelly Wilford, who is an attorney but now works for Extension, so she doesn't practice, right? She can't be your attorney, but she can talk about the law. She's going to talk about what happens if you don't have a plan, and the state has one for you. So talk a lot about all of the details around the legal issues, the tax issues, probate, long-term care. So that's kind of her area of talking about the planning pieces. And then I focus on communications and goal setting and what can you do on your own or with someone else to help you with that planning so that you're not having those conversations in front of the attorney or the accountant. You have a little better idea of what your goals are, what information they need is a bit more organized. So I talk a lot about, like, how can you prepare to be more efficient when you start using those paid services.
When it comes to farm succession, there are many concerns farm owners have, which will be discussed at the workshop.
Universally, farm families have very similar challenges, right? Pretty universal question that we get is, basically, is the farm big enough to do what we want it to do financially? We talk about that a lot with farm families. One of the other things that's pretty universal is one on-farm child who's helped me build this business, but I also have other children who aren't a part of the farm, but there's this idea that they want to leave an inheritance or something for those other children as well. And so just talking through that, like, what could that look like? Maybe it's not going to be completely equal monetarily, but there's some sort of fairness conversation that comes about. So the message is, yes, your situation is unique, but also know that there are a lot of other families that are dealing with these. And we have had those conversations with families, and a lot of the things that we'll present on March 6th can help get you thinking about, like, what is it that we could do to start analyzing and having conversations around that.
Joy Kirkpatrick says the workshop not only will be helpful to farmers, but to others as well.
Anybody who has assets, anybody who has loved ones, it really is very broad as to what kinds of things you need to be doing.
The Thinking About Farm Succession Workshop this Thursday evening from 6 until 9 at Melville Hall in the Pippin Room on the Richland campus is free. However, space is limited, so registrations are appreciated. You can register online at go.wisc.edu/March 6th Farm Succession. If you prefer to register by phone or need assistance with the online form, call the Richland County Extension Office, and that number is 608-647-6148. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on the United States Department of Agriculture to resume distributing Dairy Business Innovation Initiative payments. In a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, Senator Baldwin said funding appropriated for the program in 2023 has not been reimbursed, leaving 88 dairy businesses without a total of $6.5 million that they had been promised. She also warned that many of those smaller dairy businesses cannot afford the disruptions to that funding while trying to remain competitive. The 13th annual Milk Into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament will be held Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The tournament is held each year to raise funds for the Milk Into Cheese program, which supplies cheese to various food pantries. Ed Chitwood is the organizer of the event.
This is probably one of our biggest money makers for the, it kind of puts us over the top. So we have enough money to take cheese year-round to all the pantries. We do Muscadet, Richland Center, Lone Rock, Boscobel, and we've had a little bit more money in our account, and I thought it's kind of foolish to just leave the money sit there if we could help somebody else. So periodically we take some to Highland also.
The tournament is very popular, but the day will also feature a variety of other events.
The 1:30 shift is pretty much full right now. We have probably room for about 10 or 15 on the 11 o'clock shift. But I also encourage people to come down, whether you're a bowler or not, come down and help Will get something to eat. They have, like all bowling alleys, have really good pizza, chicken wings, you know, they have it all. And chances are there's somebody there that you're going to know and visit with. And they could buy a raffle ticket if they want to buy one. It's just, we try to make it a fun day and not to get into your pocketbook too deep. We've got a raffle table. We've got a 50-50. We've got a dice game. We have a meat raffle where you can win a half a hog. We have two sticks of sausage, two rings of bologna, two packages of brats, and 6 pounds of hamburger. So you've got about 8 chances to win on that. And then Lynette Kiever, she has made us a quilt for probably the last 10 years. And there's a quilt raffle, and you put your name on a card, and then that goes all day. And we'll get a hold of you if you win, and I'll make sure that you get it.
The cost to bowl is $15 per person and includes a free pound of cheese. To make a reservation, call Ed at 608-537-2340. Eating Disorders Awareness Week runs through Sunday. Melissa Kay has more.
An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor, who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
A look at today's vital statistics will be coming up next on this Friday morning.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Here are today's vital statistics. Richard Sadler, age 74, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, March 6th, from 3 until 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrances at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler, age 74. And Dr. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 8th at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, with a luncheon to follow the service. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday, March 8th.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touted progress in shrinking the federal workforce, but a federal judge in California ruled that the Office of Personnel Management does not have authority to order the firings of probationary employees. But ABC's Rachel Scott says the ruling is not so clear-cut.
The unions that were suing the Trump administration celebrating this move, saying that it is a legal full stop. But the judge here not really providing so much clarity on what this means for workers that have already been let go. Will they be rehired? And again, only suggesting that these firings should stop, not ordering it.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign a deal that grants the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. The investigation in New Mexico continuing into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. A warrant said Hackman was found on the floor, his wife in a bathroom with a space heater near her head. And Pope Francis on day 15 in a Rome hospital, but no longer critical. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media.